WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Can tell your story like you can. And so I'm just so grateful that Miss Melissa Morgan has decided to join us today so that she can tell us her story firsthand. And just a little bit about her, although most of you I'm sure have already seen The Unsung, and if you have not, again, I'm definitely going to be tweeting it out today. It's on all of my Facebook pages. I'll be putting it up again. And throughout all next week, I'll be posting it and reposting it because it's a fabulous, fabulous episode of Unsung. And she mentions that she was raised in Queens and that, you know, maybe the Queens people thought they was a little better than the Bronx people. See, because I'm from the Bronx. And that's cool because I always secretly wanted to have a house in Queens because I thought that Queens was really nice. So I get that. And, yes, out of Queens came this beautiful, beautiful, talented woman, this diva, this sexy, soulful, and spiritual person who started in the church and most recently has had a nomination for a Soul Train Music Award with Najee. She sang "Do You Still Love Me?" "Do Me Baby?" "Keep In Touch," "Body to Body," which we played earlier. All of those songs stand out in your mind. As soon as you hear them, you start to groove to them. You can't help it. You can't help it. And you really can't help but to move no matter how many times you hear it. "Fool's Paradise," the first bass line, the first riff, you got to move because you know what's coming. And what's coming is that beautiful sound, which is the voice of Melissa Morgan. Legendary songs, all of them. They're fresh. Every time you hear them, she's warm, she's spiritual, she's beautiful. She's always come through for me personally whenever I've asked her to. And obviously she keeps doing that because she's here today. And I'm just hoping that at some point I can do something for her. And with that, I'm just going to say welcome and thank you so much again. I always find myself saying thank you to this lady. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Everybody, welcome Miss Melissa Morgan.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
How you doing,
know,
Lady Day?
I am doing so fabulous. You know, I'm just so grateful that you decided to join us today. And, you know, again, bless time with you. You know, every time I see you, every time I speak to you, I walk away floating. And I was telling one of your best friends that I think, okay, so I didn't say this, but, and I'm going to say it, and I think Cheryl would be cool with this. you know, to know that I think I secretly am crushing on you. Now, I know that you, for real, you know, I know that you engaged, and we're going to talk about that because everybody's
buzzing
about that.
Yes, I'm so happy, girl, so happy.
I'm so happy.
That's what life is all about, just being happy, isn't it?
Yes, being happy, being in love, being loved, which clearly you are loved.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you. Let's talk about that a little bit. All right, how about this? We started off with the T, right? That's what they call it now, right? How did you meet your fiancé? Because a lot of people are looking for love.
Well, let me tell you, I had, before I met my baby, I had given up on love. And I had just decided I am going to go to Aruba on my birthday and enjoy myself. I have my house in South Carolina, and I come to New York and see my friends and work. And I was like, that's good. If God gave me all of this plus my career, I just can't ask for anything else. You know what I'm saying? And I was content with that. I was content with being content. You know what I'm saying? And about a year ago, Valentine's Day, the week after Valentine's Day, I did a show in Knoxville, Tennessee, called Jokes and Jams with another comedian. We was trying to do shows across the country. And our first stop was in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I tell you, Devon, they came to pick me up in this limo, and when I opened the door to the limo, this guy was sitting in the limo. And the first thing I said to him was, who are you? And what are you doing in my limo? You know, and he's like, oh, you know, my name is Sebastian, and I'm here to take care of you, make sure you're okay. And it was the weirdest thing. I said, oh, okay. And there was some other people. There was another young lady in the limo, and then the comedian came, and he sat in the limo because it was supposed to be just me and the comedian, but Sebastian was there. And you know how, like, something just comes over you, like, oh, my goodness, something is about to change in my life. Mm-hmm. And it came over me through the whole ride to the venue with him in the car. And he tried to be, you know, inconspicuous. He was, you know, on his phone. You know how the guys do on their phone and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was just really weird. I went, I did the show. And, you know, we went out later, and I found myself, like, when we went out later, I would say, well, what happened to the guy that was in the limo? Why did he come out to dinner? You know, and I had just met him, you know, and I didn't say anything to anyone, and it was the weirdest thing. The next day, we had to do another show in Chattanooga, and the promoter, his car broke down. Look how fate works. His car broke down, and he had to ask Sebastian to use his car to drive me to Chattanooga.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? So then I come out the hotel to, you know, go to the next gig, and he's standing there. I was like, oh, wow, there you are. And I'm telling you, it was just like after that, it just seemed like we went to Chattanooga, and we spent the whole day together. And I knew when I left Tennessee, I was like, wow, that's going to be my next boyfriend. You know, it was the weirdest thing. And I tell you, then the next time I seen him, I was like, oh, that's going to be the man that I'm going to marry. I know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's gorgeous, too. That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, that do help, don't it?
That helps, right?
That do help, don't it? You know, you have that eye candy. That does help.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, but I'm saying he's handsome. I know what a handsome man looks like.
Yes, he's a handsome guy, and he's a good man with a wonderful heart, and that, you know what I'm saying? That is the priceless part of our love. Is that you can't buy that. You either have to have it or you don't.
Yeah,
you know, and he has it, and I feel good next to him. I feel blessed next to him. I feel godly next to him. You know what I'm saying? Because we're always striving to be better and to be more godly in our relationships and as people, you know. And you can't ask for anything more than that. I think this is what the journey is. This is what God wants us to be, the best that we can be together, you know, for each other, you know, as a unity. And we have that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could see it. you know, you can see it in all the pictures that there is a complete circle. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
full circle. He looks very protective of you and caring in all the pictures. You know, you can only pretend but so long.
Yes.
After a while, it's going to show. And what's showing is that he cares for you. And that, you know, you can ask my friend Gloria Ryan, who also I have to mention because she was on the show last week and she was so excited that you were going to be on this week because you showed up for her. And for an indie artist to have the Melissa Morgan at their show, that meant the world to her. So I just
Love Gloria, you know, and I love good singers, and that girl is a good doggone singer, and I'm going to show up and show out, you know what I'm saying, to support, you know, the art, and she has it, you know.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so I brought her up only to say also that she knows I could be scrappy dude, like with people that I care for. I'm always looking to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of them, nobody's hurting them. And so I care for you, albeit most of the time from a distance. But that's because you're good to me. Anybody that's good to me, I'm going to be looking out for them. And so I'm like, well, who is this guy? I'm looking on, you know, I'm watching.
Everybody is like that with him when they first see you.
Because he needs to understand that. Having, you know, you having fans is one thing, but the lives that you touch, you do it in a unique way. You do it in a way that, you know, okay, so I can say, okay, I had Melissa Morgan perform at my show. It's more than that.
Yeah.
You came back when I needed an artist. Nobody else came back. You came back.
Oh.
You came back.
You know, and let me tell you something. Anyone, you know, most people, and I met you through my BFF, Darlene, Scott, who she just texted me and said, I'm going to be on there with you, so. We love
that.
That's
my girl,
but
right there.
When I meet someone through someone that I love and they say that they're cool, that's all I need to hear.
You know, I'm feeling that. And then, so my thing was, okay, you know, we always have to stay respectful of people's space and everything like that. You don't really know me like that, but I got your back.
Right.
So I'm watching this brother. I'm like, well, he's cute. At least he's cute. Okay. Oh, he bought her flowers. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, he respects her shoe space. I get that.
Yeah.
You know? So let's talk about your shoes. Can we talk about that? Because I know the ladies like shoes. So how many pairs of shoes do you own?
I don't know. All I know is my place in New York, because everybody, it's a really nice place, you know, in Queens, one bedroom, and, you know, we try to make it work, you know, but my bedroom, my place in New York, I now call that my dressing room with a bed.
Wow.
Because the shoes and the clothes have really kind of taken over. But it's a passion. I love it. And I built me a closet down south, which was great. And I said, any other place that I go, we have to have that one room for the closet, or me and the stuff is just not going to fit. So it's a passion. I love it. I can't walk away from a good pair of shoes. And I'd rather do that than drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So I'd rather do that than drink. I don't drink. I used to drink, like, socially, just, you know, have a champagne. I don't even drink anymore because I don't even want that kind of stuff in my system. So if my one, you know, addiction is shoes, I'll take it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're on the same page with that, too. I don't put alcohol or any mood-altering, mind-altering chemicals in my body because I'm crazy enough, you know?
Ain't we?
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't we? I mean, and that's what Sylvester, he says, you kind of like a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know, so I was like, I don't need anything else to alter this because we wouldn't be able to control ourselves, you know, because we're too passionate and too creative. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. And so he gets it, and that's another wonderful thing, you know. I'm
yeah.
very, very happy for you. I just wanted to really let you know that. And we have somebody that's been holding on the line for like 40 minutes to say hello to you.
Thank you.
But
okay.
Before we go there, before we take a call, I want to play Do Me Baby.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's okay.
And,
that's my Prince cover. Yes.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that song? And I did see the end song, and you had a little trepidation about singing that song?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you have to understand this, what, over 25 years ago, you know, 18, 19-year-old girls wasn't singing no Do Me Baby. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't the Nicki Minaj's back then. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
This is a whole different genre where exploitation of sexism is cool. You know, it wasn't cool back then. You wasn't considered a lady if you know what I'm saying? If you
yes,
did the
yes.
things that they did now. So
yes.
When a Do Me Baby, you know, came up, women probably were doing that behind closed doors if they wasn't saying it out in public. You know, and
right.
if you did say that kind of thing, you were considered a different type of lady. You know,
yes.
And I didn't want to come out in my career, you know, 18, 19 years old, with that as a stigma of who and what I was and what my artistry and my talent represented. And so I had to have a talk with my dad about that, you know, who was still alive at that time. And, you know, he kind of assured me that, you know, if you do it and you do it your way, you're not going to be looked at that way. You might break ground with it, but how you carry yourself is always going to be how you're going to be perceived and looked at, and you don't carry yourself that way, even though that is the subject of the song. So that gave me a little bit more, you know, at ease to go in and say, you know, okay, well, let's just let the artistry take over, you know, the creativity of me doing the song, and how I carry myself is going to let people see that I'm not that type of woman, that this is just something sensual, but not, you know, not perverted.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, and I want to tell you that I almost didn't do Unsung because of that song. Let me tell you, Prince, who is a stickler, you know, we love him because he's a genius, but he's a stickler about people using his songs. So even though I have recorded the song, he gave me permission, it's a public record, number one song, all that stuff, in order to do it on TV, we still had to get his approval.
Wow, really?
Yes. All these years later, in order for any song or anything to be played of Prince's, you still have to get his approval. And it took me almost a year. It took me a year to find him.
Wow.
Because he doesn't give approval to television shows, to organizations. If you want approval for a song that you did of his, that's me, Chaka Khan, Sheila E., anyone who's done his song, you have to talk to him and get it from him directly, and he will give you permission to use the song for whatever project you want it for that specific thing, and not worldwide or just infinity, you know? So we had to find him to get permission to use Do Me Baby on Unsung, and that was one of the criteria. It was, you know, we have to play Do Me Baby or you don't get the Unsung. And it took me a year to find him.
Wow.
Isn't that something? I'll
yeah.
tell you, when I found him, he was like, oh, no problem. I mean, it was approved in a week. But, you know, going through trying to find who's his lawyer now, who's his manager now, who's his what now, it took a
right.
year. And then the funny thing is that his management was looking for me. This is really going to trip you out before you play it. His management was looking for me to do a show, a little tour, with a comedian, which was the Jokes and Jams tour that I did where I met Sebastian.
Holy smokes.
Let me tell you, is that how God works? Is that amazing?
Oh, Oh,
they were
God.
Looking for me to do that tour, the Jokes and Jams that I did in Knoxville, where I met my fiance.
You know what? God is amazing.
Yes.
God is amazing. When God works, you know God. You know it's nothing but God.
Yep, and that was nothing but God, because I would have never done that tour, and I would have never met my fiance. And Prince, can you believe that? Prince is the reason for all of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So God is good.
All the time.
So now we can play Do Me Baby.
Well, let's play it. Let's play it, because guess what? I think God said, play the song. Play
yes.
the song. Play the song. Just Do Me Baby, Miss Melissa Morgan. Yes, yes. Now, that song is the reason why there's a lot of people existing today. A lot of people was created off that song, Miss Morgan. I'm not even trying to lie. I, you know, wasn't dating anyone, but I could have.
I know. People tell me that in airports and all kinds of stuff. It's like, okay. And then I have some babies named after me, which is kind of nice. Yeah, I met a couple
That's
of girls
so
came up. My name is Melissa with one S. I'm named after you, my mama.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes. Well, I think, you know, being an icon and being such a strong woman, you know, that is a great fitting tribute to you. Yeah, I could see naming a child after you. I could see that.
You know, it takes other people to make me realize that, because I'm still in the hustle and the bustle of creating my legacy. You know, I guess kind of the way I see it, you know, but the world is looking at it and acknowledging it in a different way. I'm still on the grind, and until, you know, I have breath in me, I'm going to be on the grind, and I guess that's the true artistry in me, but it's nice, the acknowledgments and the appreciation. That's the only thing I think any artist wants, is to be appreciated for the work that they've given and that they've put in, you know, and I'm really starting to get that now, and it feels good.
Yeah, yeah, well, you deserve it. You deserve all of it, and then
Thank
some.
Thank you.
And then some. I mean, professional, beautiful, and great voice. I mean, and then you do, you never sing the same song the same way ever.
Yeah.
After all these years, I've seen you, you know, at different performances throughout the years. And
yeah,
it's never the same thing. It's not, and the outfits are to die for. So I'm like, oh my God, what is she wearing this time? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. It's a struggle. I like I said, I give it up to the people that can, you know, I don't know about you as a woman, but I give it up to the people that can stay the same size all their whole life and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with me, it's like, look, in wintertime, I know I'm going to eat a little bit more and hibernate like a bear, and I'm going to gain me some weight. You know what I'm saying? So,
but,
I mean, we're back in the
well.
Gym now. You know, but I thank God that it's never gotten, I mean, one time it got bad in my little BFF, her mother, you know, I walked up to her one day, she said, girl, you need to you know, but that was her mother, and that's the village looking out for you, like, get it together. And like the other day I saw my aunt, she's like, okay, you're a little bigger than the last time I saw you, get it together, you know. Like, okay, that's winter weight, I'm going in the gym, you know. But I mean, it's life, you know.
Yes.
I don't have a life where it's just glamorous and they're doing my nails and they're driving me everywhere. We got to work for this, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to work for this. And I enjoy the work and I enjoy the struggle, because I love at the end when they say, you know, no matter what, she was a survivor. So, you know, I put in the time and the energy and the work to be like this and get it right.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're doing well, because you wear well. You look fabulous. You look fabulous to
Thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, let's take a caller. We're going to take a couple of calls. I see some people holding on the line, and I'm monopolizing all your time. So
okay.
Let's take the first call. 3307. Please let Miss Morgan know what your name is and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Morgan. Hi, Javon. It's Loretta from Connecticut, also known as The Coast Queen on Twitter. How are you?
Hi.
I am loving this interview today. I have been so excited all week. I'm like, great, she's going to be on the show. I am so thrilled. Javon is playing all the good Melissa Morgan music. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Sing, dance, jump around. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Loving it. Congratulations on the engagement. I follow you on Twitter. So, and I love your shoe game. Oh, my God, your shoe game is crazy.
Thank you. And you know,
I
do shoe game parties, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that on your Twitter page.
Yes, we're getting ready to do the next shoe game party in Aiken, South Carolina. Yeah, so we're taking it on the road.
Excellent. I want to know if there's going to be another sisterhood event this year, because I know there wasn't one last year. Are you guys going to be doing one again this year? Do you know?
We are trying. I just heard from someone that said one of the venues in New Jersey is looking at doing the sisterhood experience, and I didn't even know anything about it. They was in a meeting and said that, you know, the venue was talking about it. So I'm going to contact them, and hopefully we'll be able to do something before the end of the year, because that was just a wonderful show with Mickey Howard, Allison Williams,
Monifa, Melba Moore,
you know, and I brought all those ladies together to do this beautiful show, and Willistina, and it was a great event. We did like two shows, and I'm hoping to do some more. Yes.
Okay, great. I'll be at the next one.
Thank
hopefully.
You so much.
Yes, that was a fabulous event, and thank you, Loretta, for calling.
All right, keep listening.
All right, sweetheart. That was fabulous. Actually, I had an opportunity to be there, and I met Melba Moore and Mickey Howard and briefly Allison Williams. You ladies are just fabulous. And also just that you have these friends over time, it just shows, you know, another piece and part of your character that you bring them along with you. You know?
Yeah, and I just spoke to Allison like yesterday or the day before, and she had called me because she does a show. She does tries to do a Diva Palooza, that's what she calls it. And she called me, and she was like, you know, I might have something in Washington, and, you know, it's going to be this, and do you mind? And my question to her was, you know, honey, this isn't about the money. This is for you. You know,
exactly.
Some things are not about the money, and it's just my friend called me and asked me to do something. You've been there for me, and of course I'm going to be there if I can. Of course, there's no question.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's the kind of friendship I have with Mickey, Sherelle, Allison, you know, even Chaka Khan. You know, if Chaka Khan called me and said, you know, I need you, Melissa, it'd be like, where, what, tell me when, you know, how do I get there, you know, because some things are not about the money. It's about, you know, the friendship that you develop over the years and what's in your heart, the love you have for the people, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And here I am, yet another 1 degree separation between me and Chaka Khan, you know.
Oh.
And I love you so much, Miss Morgan. But everybody knows that I'm a Chakaholic.
Oh.
Chaka Khan and I have been in a relationship since I was 11 years old, and that's about 39 years now. And the sad part is that she hasn't known anything about it. But
oh.
That's okay.
Well, you know what? The next time she comes to New York, you need to, you know. It is so weird. When I was growing up, I was a Chaka Khan fan, too, and my unsung tells you that. And what I used to do, Javon, every concert that she had, I used to go and see the concert, and then I would run and stand backstage and wait for her to come out. And, you know, after a while, you know, they would let me backstage. And, oh, she's back there. She's going to come out. And sometimes she'd go out the other door, and I wouldn't see her. And one time she came out, and I got to touch her, you know, and that was all part of my journey to get to the point of actually meeting her and singing background with her, you know, being asked to sing background with her. And to this day, you know, I don't see her every day, and I don't talk to her every day, and not as much as I like to. But when we see each other, we love each other so much that we don't even kiss. We rub each other's nose. That's how much we love each other. Yeah,
that's so
we do
sweet.
The Eskimo
really
thing
sweet.
Because it's just love there that's always going to be there. And I was out with Mickey Howard one time, and she said, you know, I hung out with Chaka Khan, because they all was L.A. She said, I hung out with Chaka Khan all year last year. And then she said, you know, y'all don't know nothing about no singing, no background, because I have Melissa Morgan. And she said, she said it 100 times through the whole year, I was sick of hearing about you. And so you don't even know how much people love you and appreciate what you've done for them until somebody tells you a story like that. I mean, and when she told me, I literally cried. She said, oh, she says, honey, when the background singers come, she said, hey, y'all know nothing about singing. I have Melissa Morgan singing background for me. What y'all know about background singing? And it's so funny, but I'm telling you, the love will always be there. So the next time she's in town, if I'm not with you, you go see her and you stand backstage. I'm telling you, she's going to show you love. It's meant to be.
Okay. I mean, I've met her a couple of times. Well, when I was 15, we won't really talk about that right now, what me leaping over the counter and grabbing her to kiss her, that thing. You know, I've matured since then, and you've met me. I'm because you know Shaka and I are both under 5 feet, and
yes.
The counter itself must have been 4'9". And the funniest thing in the world, you would have been, you think you're laughing now, you should have seen it. But there have been times that I've met her. And, you know, I we can't talk about those times, people, you know, anyway.
We can't talk about the crazy times in our
life. Not too much. But I've done the backstage thing that, you know, but she hasn't seen me in my mature. If she see me, she might cringe. But, you know, now I'm different. I'm better. I promise.
I'm sure she understands.
Yeah. But let's take another call before I get myself arrested. Listen,
okay.
The restraining order has been lifted, okay? No, I'm just kidding. Seven, 443 are the last 4 digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Sister Shay. Hi, Javon.
Hi,
Ms. Morgan.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm still coming down from that shockaholic moment. Okay. you're a mess, Javon. Okay.
Yes, a hot one.
Miss Morgan.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm gonna get like Javon in a second. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for releasing it, actually. Because I know so many artists, they have, like, fire in their throat, and they just allow fear to take over the what if. Oh, I'm not better than so-and-so, so I'm not going to do this.
Oh.
But thank God for you actually releasing all of this that God gave you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate that compliment. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So I have something verbally I want to give you, well, a couple of things. As far as your wealth of health, I would like to share with you to swim.
I swim. I love swimming. I love swimming. You have to go on my page. I have nothing but bikini shots.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
You have no business worrying about your size, your health, because if you swim, everything is going to align.
Yes. You know what the thing is, though? I have a place in Aruba, and I love swimming there. And when it's summertime in South Carolina, my girlfriend has a pool right next door to my house. I swim. We're trying to get a pool in my house, hopefully within the next 2 years, or working on that. You know, it's just, you know, when you come back to New York, you know what I'm saying? And the work, and, you know, I sleep. I consider New York like my hibernation place. And, you know, during the winter time, you know, it's probably a little, you know, you get a little lazy because you don't want to get up and go to the gym. But, you know, you just got to, you know, get over that and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. And you can afford to be lazy.
Yeah.
Not like you're unhealthy. That's right. Wait. With your love story, this is so beautiful, everyone. You've got to send an invite to Prince for your wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Since he's the reason why not?
Yes. I definitely will. I didn't even think about that, but I will. Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't know if he'll come. You know how he is, but yes. Wouldn't that be amazing if he did show up, because he loves love. Yeah.
Yes. And you send it now, maybe it should get to him soon enough.
Yeah, it'll take a year. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you both. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, let's take another call. 3204 are the last 4 digits of your number.
Hi, Javon. Hello, Miss Morgan. It's Darlena.
Oh, that's my BFF. Yay!
Hey,
boobies.
How Hi.
How y'all doing?
We're doing fine, girl.
Yes, Mr. Vaughn.
Darlene, let me just tell you that, and I've given up a lack of appreciation and taking things and people for granted for Lent. So my thing is for the 40 days to let people know how much I appreciate them. And I really
do. Oh, that's a nice one. I gave up cursing. I ain't been working too well. You know where we work.
Please, don't get me started. That one I can't. Why bother picking something I can't do? I mean, let's keep it real. But, so going with that, I have to tell you, I really appreciate you for various reasons. First of all, for who you've been on our day job.
Thank you.
But when I was trying to make a connection with Miss Morgan, you were the one to make that connection for me. And, you know, you just mad cool people, and I just want to thank you for being who you are. You're good. And for who you are in your family. I ain't going to go into all of that, but I just want to say that I appreciate people who love and take care of themselves and their children. So God bless you always, and I appreciate
Devon.
You. Now, let's go back to celebrating your BFF.
That's right, because, you know, I stand in the background. That gets me wishy-washy.
I'm with you, Devon. We have to celebrate Darlene because her friendship is unmeasurable. And you know, some people are friends sometimes and enemies at other times, and who don't know what they are the other times after that. This girl is friend 150%.
You're going to make me cry.
Yes. You go ahead and cry, girl, because that's her legacy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When that girl say, I'm your friend, she your friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And she got your back, honey. There's been many a time that I had to turn around and Darlene was fighting. I was like, well, what the fuck? Because they said something. I'm not having it. I got your back, girl. You go ahead and do what you got to do because I got this. I'm going to have to whip that butt real quick, and I'll be right back to you in a minute.
Wow.
Thank you, my single-digit buddy. You both know me.
But we have
Devon, I can't take all the credit
we
for hooking you up with Melissa. That was Nicole Brenton Walker in your office that said, called me and said, Javon is trying to get in touch with Melissa Morgan. I said, really? What's wrong with her to call me?
Exactly.
And she said,
I remember that.
Trying, and the people are giving her a hard way to go. And she said, I told her, well, why don't you call Darlene? That's her friend.
Yeah.
Exactly, because I was having, that's true. I remember I was having that conversation with Nikki, because I was like, this is crazy. I just want Melissa Morgan. I need Melissa Morgan. And
you know, and there are a few perpetrators out here. You know how that are. People that say they know you and they can hook you up with someone, but you know, they have their own ulterior motives, you know. So we have to be careful about that.
Javon called me. She called me. I was like, yeah, that's a small thing. Let me see. I can call her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, but I'm so glad that the intervention happened, and here we are, full circle. I love
Yes.
So,
Darlene.
So, did you see my BFF on Unsung with her hair?
Yes, I did. that's exactly where I was going.
she's always had such beautiful, you know, thick hair, you know, but she always liked to wear it cut short. And for the Unsung, I had her grow her hair out for like a year. Didn't it look fabulous?
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, look at Darlene. Look at poor Darlene.
That was
look
definitely
so
an
good
experience. Melissa and I, like you hear us say, we've been friends since single digits. So that was a very easy thing to sit in a chair and talk about my BFF. We've had some journeys. Trust me, we got some stories to tell. We are Lucy and Ethel to the end. I was honored. I was honored to do it. I've always been there with her, you know, the hills, the valleys, the whole journey, and it's been fun. And I wouldn't give it up for the world. You know, sometimes, Javon, you know, I had to take out a 1027 on her, though.
Really?
when she first met the boo, girl.
Oh,
I had
God,
to go get a 1027 and fill it out. For those that don't know, a 1027 is a neglect case against my BFF because she wasn't loving me.
Like, Darlene, who?
And I came and served her at our show.
Yeah, she did. She served me paper. She said, "Oh, this is for you, by the way." And we opened it up. I said, "Oh my God, I've been served for neglect as a BFF. I have been served."
Yes. You know, good loving will make you do that.
Oh, yeah, she do. She forget about you. I said, "I'm going to call you. Ooh, I quit. I'm going to be better next week."
Well, we just saw each other the other day. We're planning my you know, Miss Tiara, Javon.
Oh, yeah.
Tiara, since Tiara was in diapers. Miss Tiara's turning 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Miss Morgan and I are in the process of getting her together for this sweet 16.
Do you know, I remember
when she was born. I remember when.
Yes. And that's the whole thing. It takes a village, you know.
It takes a village.
Yeah, nobody can do it alone. So, you know, that love is there. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny. I got calls from Unsung, from people that were in pictures. You know, my girlfriend from California and friends of mine that grew up, and they was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you used that picture, you know, and I was in it, and oh my God, I saw myself on Unsung, and you know, I couldn't believe it." And people don't realize that the journey of getting to the point to where you do an Unsung, you don't do that alone.
Right.
You don't do that alone. You do that with your BFF. You do that with your sister. You do that with your family. You do that with your friends, people that you work with, you know. So they are all part of the journey. So it's like, why wouldn't I include you in Unsung? You're part of me being who I am, you know. And that's a beautiful thing to you know, come full circle. And like the lady that taught me how to sing, Miss Honret Washington, to be on TV with me saying I taught her how to sing. You know what I'm saying? I was there. You know, she wanted to get. It's a beautiful thing to come full circle like that. You know, I'm appreciative that God has allowed me to be here to do that and see it.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So, Darlene.
Yes.
You made a comment. You said that you two are like
Lucy and Ethel.
Yes, and that. You got some stories. Y'all got some stories. Well, this is the place. Now is the time. You got to tell it. One of those good stories that the general public don't know. You got to spill the tea right here in the basement. Come
on. Give me one, Ethel.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay, I'll tell y'all.
We won't name names. Right?
Okay, no names.
All right, come on, Ethel. Think of one.
Oh my goodness, we have so many. Oh
okay,
gosh, she got us on the spot, honey. You might have to play a song and come back to that.
How about at a venue one night, it was a well known person. We were on a tour and we were at a venue out in Long Island, and the person was doing a little bit of gossiping, came into the room where Melissa and I were and heard us having a conversation and thought she heard something and took it back to the other side and caused a little riff. And we went to tear that butt up.
No, y'all didn't.
What?
It was a celebrity that y'all beat up?
We didn't beat her up. She got up out there.
Yeah, I guess you got to be careful because people, you know, reality TV has turned people into like little eye spies. But, you know, back in the day,
right.
You know what I'm saying? They would say something and tell someone, and next thing you know, it's on the radio.
Right.
And we had a little incident with that where somebody, you know, heard a little snippet of something and went back and said something. And it was like, no, she didn't. You know what? Where's she going to be at? We're going to have to rip that ass real quick. Excuse me.
Yeah, well,
we kind of know for being the tag team specialist a little bit, especially when it comes to Ms. Morgan's money.
Yeah.
Don't let us get to a venue and the money ain't right. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
We've gone through that, too.
People always ask
why
I'm never in heels. Because I can't be in heels when I'm with her, because you never know what's going to happen.
No, that's true. No, now that's true. That's true. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because, you know, for anybody who is listening, who is a promoter, and you are looking to hire a celebrity artist, and you have your ducks in a row. And what I mean by that is that you have your money together.
Yes.
You have your venue together.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you understand what it is to,
you know,
accommodate
to respect
your celebrity. Yes, you understand what a rider is, and that you are able and willing to accommodate that. Then get in touch with Darlene Scott or myself, and, you know, we can get you Miss Morgan, maybe, if you have your ducks in a row. Now, don't be asking for the discount. You were not getting it, now.
Yeah, and you can inbox me on Facebook, hit me on Twitter in the message boxes and everything, and I'll, you know, my management team will call you, and, you know, because this is what we do. We love working,
you know.
And sometimes, as much as I love doing tours, all shows are not tours. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, we have done beautiful birthday parties. I've sang at you know,
weddings.
I mean, but please don't get me wrong. These were weddings, beautiful. You know, I got the money to pay you kind of weddings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, if you have what it takes, you know, to hire, you know, me or any other artist, you know, for that matter, you know, and your ducks in a row, you know, contact us. You know, this is what we do. We love giving back. We love performing. But, you know, it's the ones that call it don't have their stuff together.
Oh, child.
Yeah, those are the ones that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, take a step back.
Exactly.
Or call us saying, you know, I'm thinking about doing something. Well, call us when you know when you want to do it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And Darlene, I am thinking again about doing some more stuff. But I have to call you.
Oh, well, we're there for tomorrow. You know, please. That's a no-brainer.
You know, I got to take care of y'all, though. You know, I don't do business like that. You know, I got
to
make sure.
No, we have to say, Javon, anybody that has worked with you would know you are the consummate professional when it comes to the business portion of the work. And
it's a great show.
Yes.
And forget about that. It's a great show because, I mean, the show, the last time you had Kenny Bovary and you had me and you had Gloria. That was a great show. And the year before that, you had Monifa. Honey, you put on a great show.
Yes.
You know,
well,
forget about
you.
That. The event is wonderful and you're raising money. It's great.
You know what? I'm going to keep this sound bite.
wait, Felisa. Okay, Ethel.
When we do the next show, people will know Miss Melissa Morgan thought it was a good show.
Absolutely.
We had the best time. Both times we had a great time.
We did.
You know, yes.
And maybe this way I'll get to meet Mr. Sebastian so I can give him the eye, you know, personally. You know,
he got to stand in line. There's too many trying to give him eyes.
Yeah, he's used to it now. He says,
I know Darlene has let him know. But, you know, y'all know that, how can I say it, I'm vertically challenged. So, Darlene, you got him eye to eye, but I got the kneecap.
Oh, brother Sean.
Yes. He's used to it. He's like, okay, you know, who I got to meet next so they can give me the once over.
You know, but it's all for love. It's all for
love. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to meeting the brother personally because I'm happy that he put such a beautiful smile on your face. You know, that makes
me
happy.
And you know what, speaking of shows, if anybody is in town, March 7th, I am at the Resorts World Casino with RL of Nex and Case and Jeff Red next Saturday, March 7th. And March 14th, I'm at the African American Museum in Hempstead, New York with Glenn Jones.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so shows are coming up, and I just I'm going to give you the scoop. I said I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm so excited. But we are locking in the date. I am going to be going to Grenada at the end of April. you know, and
wow.
I'm very excited about that. So we've got Miami coming up. We've got Atlantic City, April 25th at Kelsey's Restaurant, two shows in Atlantic City.
Maybe I'll try to get
down
that,
you know. So they can go on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What is it? Facebook, Melissa Morgan 2, Twitter, Melissa Morgan 22, and Instagram, Melissa Morgan 1, or my Melissa Morgan fan page, and get all the information.
Absolutely. You know, I might try to get down there for the April 25th at Atlantic City. I love Atlantic City. I love you. That makes, you know, why not?
Yes, yes, and the food at Kelsey's is excellent. He just won the Top Chef of Atlantic City Award last week.
Wow.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Fabulous. Let's take another caller, too. This person has been holding on for almost an hour, so I apologize for cutting you off. So I just want to give them an opportunity to say hello to you.
Absolutely. I could talk to both of you guys.
You hang on there too, Darlene. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
You just hold on. So,
okay.
6320 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, Miss Maria.
Melissa.
Melissa.
This is Addison.
From Florida.
Hi. From where?
Don't tell me if this is not the little. A beautiful girl that was singing on the video.
That's
yes,
her.
It is.
Oh, my God. Hi, sweetie Pooh. This young lady, earlier today, they sent me a video of her singing Do You Still Love Me?
Yep.
5 years old, right? Addison, how old are you?
5.
Oh, she is the sweetest, cutest, adorable thing that tears. I just cry. You got a little voice on you, sweetheart. How are you?
5.
Yes. And where's your mommy? Did your mommy tape the video?
Yes. Hi, Miss Melissa. We actually met a couple weeks ago when you came here to Fort Myers.
Oh, my God, is that your daughter?
Yes, that's my baby.
Oh, my God, I know who this is. Her and her husband came to see me in Fort Myers with Howard Hewitt.
Yes, that's right. We were here, and ever since I bought your CD, I've been playing it, and she was like, that's my favorite. That's the one I want to learn.
Oh, my God, that is your daughter.
I've been playing
the
CD.
Right?
That's cute.
Oh, that is too cute. She is a sweetheart. I posted on everything. I tried to post on my fan page, but it was having some sort of error. But, I mean, that is the cutest thing. Oh, you guys, I love you guys. Y'all are adorable. Thank you so much.
Love you, too. And we saw your Unsung afterwards, and it was amazing. And I'm so glad that you shared your story here with Javon today. I love this show today. It was very informational.
Oh, thank you. I mean, just sweet people. And let me tell you the story about her. Her husband came and said, I saw you. Listen to this, Dolly. I saw you at the Beacon with Keith Sweat.
Oh, my God. The Winter White, the leather.
Yes.
You know, I go by outfit. The Winter White with the white leather jacket with the fur around the collar.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to tell you about that date. You know, I was on the comeback or something, and you know, we were just trying to get shows and you know, building our way back up. And then we finally, you know, they called me for Valentine's Day with Keith Sweat. And remember what I said, Dolly, when I got that show when I was on stage? I felt like, I'm back!
No, you did the Diana Ross.
I was like, I'm back. You ain't got rid of me yet. You know what I'm saying? And so it was really a great show.
It was
Keith
a great
was wonderful.
Show.
That was a really good show for me. I'll never forget it. So I'm so glad your husband was there. I'm so glad you guys were there. It was wonderful.
It was amazing. And we got to see you again here. We moved here 7 years ago, and the entertainment down here is not very – it's not as popping as New York. So when we heard that you guys were going to be here, we were overjoyed. So thank you for coming down.
Oh, thank you. And we're about to do some other things with the promoters. So look out and on the key, the down low, we're looking for a place in Naples.
All right.
Yes. Keep on. So thank you. Your daughter is sweet. Thank you, sweetheart. She's still on the phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. You keep singing. Sing me another one and send me something else. Learn something else. Send me something else. She is adorable. Adorable. I love it.
Thank you. Thanks,
Thank
Siobhan.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Janet. And bye, Addie.
Bye.
You know, Ms. Morgan, Addison actually called in one day. I try to keep the show interesting. So I had a singing contest. And Addison came on and sang something, and I just had to say, okay, you won. she was singing from her heart, you know.
They need to, and if she's listening, I should have told her, start thinking about entering her into a talent contest, you know.
Yeah.
Little baby talent contest, yeah, because she has it. She has it.
Yeah,
start
really
entering
does.
Her. Yeah, start getting that money. Because you're going to get lots of trophies because she's good. She's a sweetheart, and she's got the face and the energy, and she's got a little voice. I love it.
You know, Janet, the mom, is actually one of Cheryl's best friends and a good friend of mine. And we went down to Florida and visited them once, and this was the very first time that I met Addison in person. From the moment I stepped in the door until I left, Addison entertained me thoroughly. She sang the entire soundtrack from Frozen, walking back and forth, singing. She played a little banjo for me. She gave me a hand massage. I don't know. Addison was doing her thing, child. I was like, well, look, y'all need to put her in something. She's ready.
Yes.
She is talented, and she enjoys performing. So,
yes, and she has wonderful parents. I mean, their energy and spirit was just, you know, you feel it around them. And we've been hitting each other, and it didn't connect to me that was her. It didn't connect until she just said it. Wow. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Beautiful people.
They are.
And a beautiful daughter. Yes.
And I love them all tremendously. So let's play Addison's favorite song. Do you still love me? And y'all hang out.
My mind too.
Right here on WJBR.
Take a minute.
Yes, you are listening to WJBR Internet Radio with Javon, Melissa Morgan, and her BFF, Darlene Scott.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know Javon. Melissa is always instrumental in being in a lot of people's lives, and especially musically. A lot of people don't know that that sax is Najee.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm one
That's
of the people
Najee
that didn't know
playing
that.
The sax with her.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's how we came full circle to him asking me to perform on his last CD, which in turn got us a Soul Train Music Award nomination for the song that we did, In the Mood to Take It Slow.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I'm
yeah.
Wondering.
Oh, yeah.
See, I get all befuddled because, you know, Javon thinks she know everything. You should see.
Let me tell you how I met Najee. I met Najee because me and him both were in Chaka Khan's band. He played saxophones for Chaka Khan, and I sang background through the whole Ain't Nobody tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how we met, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about this this song, In the Mood to Take It Slow. Like, did Najee actually write the lyrics to it, and how did it come about that he just called you and said, hey, remember me, or did you always maintain a relationship?
Well, we always maintained a relationship, and Darlene was there. We went on the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage cruise. And while we was on the cruise, I was performing, and Najee was performing, and we didn't even know it. And when we saw each other, it was like, oh, my God, yeah, how you doing? I didn't see you. What you doing? You got to perform on my, you know, come and perform on my show, you know. And I was like, sure, I'll perform on your show. And he says, well, what are we going to do? And I said, you know, I'll do my funny Valentine. And I'm telling you, all the artists that were on the show, from Kim to just everybody, Dr. Bobby Jones, everyone, they wanted to see me perform, they wanted to see him perform, and when they found out that we were going to perform together, everybody was at that show.
Absolutely, the standing room.
And we turned that show out. I mean, we did my funny bit. And I don't know if you know about Najee. Najee is very cool. Najee is a cool saxophone player. Cool jazz. See, but I bring out that Chaka Khan energy funk in him when I start, doing my vocals. It's like, okay, baby, you got to put some energy up in this bad boy, you know. And they saw a whole nother side of him with us, you know, doing Q&A, you know, musically, you know, because I was like, you know, my funny Valentine, I was pulling him in and he was playing and, you know what I'm saying, I was, you know, repping his riffs and stuff like that. And we just, I mean, the audience
went
crazy.
We're trading off.
Yes, the audience went crazy.
They were screaming Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes.
It was epic. Blair Underwood.
Yes, yes. Everyone was there. And
Sheriff Mike from the Tyler Perry movies.
Yes.
Armin Rucker.
Omarosa.
Yes,
I mean, they just went wild. And so after that, we just started, you know, he was like, you know, this don't make no sense that we haven't been doing shows together. Because we used to tour, me, him, and Freddie, you know, and he said, this don't make no sense. And so I'm going to be calling you up from time to time to do shows with me. And he kept his word, because Najee is the type of person that when you're around him, you just look at yourself and say, God, I got to be a better person, because this man is pure.
His energy.
Mm. He's pure. He's pure goodness.
His energy is just
yes.
Surreal.
And when he says he's going to do something, you could take it to the bank, baby. And he kept his word, and he kept calling me. We was doing shows. We did shows in Detroit and shows here and there. And then when he was doing his CD, he said, well, we're doing shows. We might as well put all this together and do a song together, another song. And we did In the Mood to Take It Slow. And you know, we've been working and done television shows, and when we got nominated, we went to the award show together, just had the best time. And now I'm going to do the Capitol Jazz Festival with him on July 6th, and we're doing Detroit at Shane Park June 10th. I'm sorry, it's June 6th, the Capitol Jazz Festival, and June 10th, Shane Park in Detroit. So I am blessed. I'm blessed to know these wonderful musicians. I'm so blessed.
Absolutely. Wow. You know, I've been chasing Najee myself, trying to get him on my show, but I can't find him. He has to go.
What are we going to do with Javon, Dolly?
Javon.
Yeah?
Javon. You asked me everything else. Why don't you ask me about that one?
You know what, Dolly?
We could at least give you Fareed's number.
True.
His manager and brother.
True. All right, darling. You got me. You got me.
She's a vegetable. You know I've been chasing Shaka Khan. Now. Well, she's been chasing. You know
I've been chasing
Najee.
You ain't really been chasing.
Y'all remember CD 101.9 in New York? The jazz? Well, that's
yes.
How I got turned on to Najee. And I ordered one of his CDs. From, you know, Columbia, that's how I used to get CDs back in the day, back then in the 90s. And when it came through and I saw this little cute, I said, this cute guy with this, I got to see him blow this sax. He must be a sexy little guy. And I've been chasing him, can't find him, can't catch him.
But we have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm telling you, maybe you should come to that Capitol Jazz Festival because I think that's like an all weekend thing, and they say it just takes over Washington D.C. and it is fabulous. So he is definitely going to be there, and I'm going to be there. And if I'm there and you're there, then
yeah,
you can
yeah.
stop chasing him.
Yes,
then
I can make that happen.
We'll have caught him.
I will have caught him.
A lot of people think that Melissa is, you know, they see Melissa, they think of, you know, the Doomy Baby, of course, and Fool's Paradise. But, you know, Melissa has just a broad range of stuff. She's done jazz with not only Najee, but Kim Waters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really great song with Kim Waters that she did with him that I love, Am I the Same Girl?
Yes.
Gospel. She's done stuff with Nick and Val. You know,
now
she has a legacy.
You know, the gospel stuff, that's the stuff that I need to get to. I need to find that. Darlene?
Yes.
Okay, I got to call you. Obviously. Jesus on the cross. You know.
You're talking to Melissa right now.
I know. How do we get the gospel music?
Well, I have a gospel song on the last CD that I did, I remember. I have that, but I will give Dolly because they did release that as a single, you know, for the gospel community, and I will make sure that you get a copy of that.
Yes, because then see, I put your gospel music on my gospel show on Sunday night, and then we have you come on Sunday evening and we do it all over again.
That'll be beautiful. That'll be beautiful.
Then,
I love it.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different side, and that's talking about totally different subjects. And every now and then we need to channel into the spiritual, you know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying, and what's keeping us going. Because,
Absolutely.
You know, we have it's not us doing this alone,
Hello.
You know.
Yeah.
And the sooner that we realize that, the better the journey will be.
Yes. And then, see, you know, with my bright eyes and bright ideas, we have the gospel concert featuring Melissa Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we need to. All right, y'all.
And we're
y'all
calling
listening.
Miss Washington,
y'all see,
darling.
Well, if she does the gospel concert, there's no way she can do it without our former choir director, Miss Honred Washington.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a no-brainer because that's really taking it. Now, Javon. I know you like Miss Morgan as Do Me Baby, and
yeah, I love that. I do.
I know you
I
love,
I
and I know your partner loves. Do You Still Love Me?
Yes, she does.
You are not ready for the gospel, Melissa Morgan.
Yeah,
that's a whole
different area.
That's a whole
nother. Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other.
Even though they try
to intertwine them way, you know, together. One really has nothing, because that's a whole different, you're coming from a different place, mentally. Yeah.
And her, that iron throat she has.
Yes.
With the spirit that comes through from her gospel roots is on a whole nother level that you
okay.
just not ready for.
We gotta make all this happen. So
great.
We gonna make it happen. Y'all get me excited.
Well, I told you I'd get on your radio station sooner or later. It was just later more
this
than
is
sooner.
True.
You know this one wants to take all the credit.
But I gotta get my ducks in a row, man. I'm
talking
about things.
Devon, how long have you been asking? See, I got to get me another 1027.
1 year. Actually,
Devon, how long you been asking this?
A year.
Travel. We was at the Apollo.
What? Say that again.
When we were at Sisterhood Experience.
What?
That's over a year.
When you first came to me with it.
But check it out. This show actually has been going on in one way or another since February 2014. I reached out in an inbox to Ms. Morgan before I even spoke to you.
Don't be giving her the credit.
we are here now.
Absolutely.
And that is a beautiful thing.
We're here. I'm queer. Let's get it on. Wait. Let me Wait, we gotta let the people hear you and Najee doing I'm in the Mood to Take It Slow.
Hey.
So let's do that because we only got 13 minutes left and we gotta do Fool's Paradise on the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, because the people lose their mind when they hear ba-do-ba-do-boo. But, you know.
Okay.
That baseline is famous.
Let's give them something else to lose their mind about. Everybody, this is Miss Melissa Morgan and Najee, and this song was nominated for a Soul Train Music Award. Hello. That is one sexy song by Miss Melissa Morgan and Najee in the Mood to Take It Slow. Go to iTunes or wherever you purchase your music from and buy it.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a message out there to everybody. You know, it's important that we stop ripping off music from the internet, getting it in that quote-unquote free way where you rip it or whatever you're doing. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Artists
and the bootleg buyers.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't do that. If you love the music, then support the artist. Paying 99 cents for the song or $1.29 for the song is not going to break your piggy bank.
Feed the artist.
You want more music? Pay for it.
Yeah,
it's only 99
it
cents for you. But if there are 500 people listening right now and each of you loved any of the songs that we just played, go to iTunes and buy it.
Yeah.
And that's $500 for Miss Morgan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a good look. Yeah.
Yeah. And see her when she goes and performs. When you see the flyers, go buy the tickets. Damn it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I want to say that to the Facebook people, too, because a lot of people say, oh, you post on Facebook, everybody is going to come. Do you know the Facebook has the lowest percentage of the actual people that purchase tickets than any other social media? They step up your game. You support the people you like. You talk to us on Facebook, and we don't mind that. But the support is also important, too. So if you see something and you can attend, you know, come. You know, it blows my mind that I have, you know, about 10,000 followers on Facebook between my members and people that are following me. And I come to a concert and maybe three people from Facebook will show up.
Yes.
Same here. Yeah, that makes
Which
no
is
sense.
One of the reasons why I haven't done a show since 2013 because, you know, people don't physically show up. If you don't show up, then I can't pay the artist. It's all coming out of my pocket then.
Yeah.
You know, we need your support. If you want great shows, you want great music, then you need to support it by contributing to the cause, you know. And I absolutely refuse to do another one until I'm sure that tickets are going to sell, that, you know, people are committed to coming and helping to produce the concert. Your $30 ticket is your contribution to producing the show.
Yeah.
So the show that you want, you know what I'm saying? You want big name artists, then you got to pay big name money. And not just to, if you're in Jersey, the Prudential Center or NJPAC, or if you're in New York, Madison Square Garden. No. You support me. Support the shows I do at Rutgers.
Yeah, the smaller promoters, you know, need just as much support. Yes.
Yeah, because we're trying to get you the big entertainment that you want.
Yeah.
In a more intimate setting. How many places, if you call WBLS, let's just say, for example, and I love BLS, but if Miss Morgan is on BLS, you ain't going to have this much time to talk to her.
Hello.
Right.
You just ain't.
Right. Exactly. I love what you're doing, Javon. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you, BFF, for chiming in.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Javon in the basement. I love it. I love your show.
Another
sound bite.
Thanks, Javon.
Yes.
See you tomorrow, BFF.
Okay, baby cakes.
before you leave though, because I'm gonna play the sound bite, but they may not believe it's you. So could you please tell us, hi, this is Melissa Morgan, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Or you can sing it if you want.
Hi, this is Melissa Morgan, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon.
I am in love all over again. Oh, damn. I'm done. Oh, damn.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you
sweetheart. Let's
me,
enjoy
Javon.
On Saturday. Yay, girls, let's go. Girl power.
It's looking no better than
Black
this. I love everybody. And guess what, y'all? Just keep doing what you're doing. We love you. We support you. And with that, let's not live in a fool's paradise. Let's make this paradise a reality. Everybody
yes.
support Melissa Morgan. Go buy the song.
Hello.
Buy the damn song.
Bye, everybody. Love you, Demetri.